tell us about your thoughts on the federal government's response to this outbreak, to this crisis.
Well, I think the we're blessed, first of all, that we've got probably the finest CDC, Infectious Disease Network in the world. I think they've been working very hard. We're trying to take the advice, not trying, we're taking the advice of the experts in infectious disease as to what we need to be doing. We've got this terrible health crisis, but also that's precipitated a terrible economic crisis also. So we have a lot of hardworking Arkansans, hardworking Americans that are in difficult situation now between the two of those. So we're working hard to try and provide relief. We passed $8.3 billion a week or so ago. What that's designed to do is to directly confront the enemy, this virus, with a potential vaccine, best cures, those kind of things, getting that money out. Arkansas got a little over $6 million, I think $6.3 million to bolster our apparatus. I think the state government's done a tremendous job. ACE is doing a really good job of leading the response in conjunction with Nate Smith, the head of our health department, UAMS. Dr. Patterson also has done a good job in a leadership role combating this. We're in the process now of probably passing the second bill today in the Senate, might amend it, tweak it just a little bit, and that's designed unemployment insurance, things like that, taking care of those that are going to be in need of food, you know, making sure that the rules are relaxed in that regard, feeding children, all of those kind of things. We'll get that done, and then as we're doing that, we're discussing a third bill, which would be economic relief. And what we're trying to do is figure out the best way to get the money out as expeditiously as possible. You've got so many people out there right now that are in, well, just about anything that you work in right now is really in a situation where it's almost shut. You can imagine our restaurant workers, people like that. They don't know where the next paycheck's going to come from. They don't know how they're going to pay their rent. So this is really what we're trying to do now. And then we'll get that done and then kind of play it by ear. I think the next couple weeks are going to be critical. I had an interview. I've had many interviews in the past week, but I can remember looking back about a week ago when I was doing one, a little longer than that. I think there were 600 cases. Now we're up to 6,500. The question is, will we see, you know, a tenfold increase in the next week and then a tenfold increase after that? You know, as you can imagine, then the numbers get to be pretty staggering. What we're trying to do is keep the curve fairly down as opposed to it really spiking up. If it spikes up, then you have the situation we start overwhelming our healthcare providers.
And that is a huge concern. And I think the President Trump and others have said that this could go on for several months. It's a possibility. I know that you're talking about bills that might be able to help now, but are we talking about long-term, you know, kind of relief that might be able to help those? Because you're talking about several months of a crisis like this, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hurting in a lot of different ways.
Well, you're right, Jonathan. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, this I suspect is going to be a several month thing. It could even be longer than that. I think you have to plan for the worst, and so that's really what we're trying to do. As you say, we're trying to get short term monies out to help people in need right now, and then looking to the future, seeing what we need to do. We're really in uncharted waters right now. There's not been a situation in modern history to approach this. Probably, you know, the next thing is close as far as on a worldwide basis would be World War II. And the world is a lot smaller now than it used to be. The supply chains, all of those kind of things, we're very dependent on each other throughout the world as far as different goods and services, and all of a sudden that's grinding to a halt. So you're right, this could be a long-term deal. We need to, make sure that we're doing our best to plan for the worst as we go forward.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. There's also been a lot of people, obviously, who are very fearful about things. There's a lot of panic buying that's been going on, and there are people who have been struggling to find toilet paper, hand sanitizer, those kinds of things because of what's been going on. How do you address something like that, and are you prepared to take steps with national retailers like Walmart and others to put limits on these things?
Well, I think, again, we just have to be aware that when we do those things, in the old days, you used to have a bunch of warehouses here and there. Now the warehouses are the trucks on the road. With on-time delivery, our retailers are very, very efficient, and that works out well. That helps keep prices down and this and that. Now we're in a situation, though, if everybody goes out and starts hoarding things, you can't keep up. So, you know, we're so blessed. We have this tragedy going on, and yet we hear all the stories that, you know, how people are helping one another. This is a thing that we simply have to do. You know, we have to be careful. We need to follow the guidelines of, you know, in Arkansas it's so hard, you know, not shaking hands and hugging each other and doing all those things. We need to distance ourselves. If we're feeling bad, we need to self-quarantine, all of those things. But along with that, Jonathan, is so important is making sure that we don't buy more than we need. If we do that, we're going to be fine. If we don't, then we're going to have shortages. We're working hard with our retailers to make sure that if we have a situation where, you know, truck drivers start getting sick and not able to work, that we relax the rules a little bit where others can take up the slack, you know, maybe work a little bit harder. This, you know, in a crisis situation, do what you have to do. So, yes, we are working with our retailers. They're telling us what they need in order to keep us well stocked.
And not meaning to single out Walmart. I did say that, about that.
Yeah, you know, Walmart is important in the sense that they do supply a vast amount of the food supply that we eat and articles that we need. But they're also an industry leader. What they do, people tend to follow. So we're working with them, and again, you know, our mom and pops. This is something, these are little things, Jonathan, that really are very, very important. In regard to distancing yourself, you can be tough and think, well, you know, I'll get it and I'm going to be fine. But you have to think about the other person. You have to think about the 70-year-old that maybe has congestive heart failure, things like that, that you run in contact, that if they acquire this disease, it's going to be about a 15% mortality rate. So this is really a very, very serious thing for our older population. And also, you know, has been, you know, you don't get off the hook if you're younger. It doesn't seem to affect as much, but certainly we've had several deaths of, people in that age group also.
You know, one thing I've asked several people, and I'll ask you this, because this is, as you said, in modern history, very unprecedented. You know, what can we learn from this and ultimately take away from something like this? Because, you know, you go through something like this, and then you think, well, we don't want to go through something like that again, and then you try and, you know, have those lessons learned from that. What do you think we'll be able to take away, you know, the federal government and others will be able to take away from something like this?
Well, I think a couple of things. The world is a lot smaller. We, you know, travel is so easier than it's ever been before. It's not uncommon to have family members that vacation overseas and things. So we're bringing things back and forth. I think we have to look in that we probably will have another one of these at some point. We have to look at the supply chains. Right now, we're very, very dependent on China as far as our medicines, either the medicine itself or the precursor to the medicine that's shipped over here, and then we make it. So, you know, and not just medicines, there's a number of other things that we're very dependent on that truly are national emergency type situations. So once the dust settles a little bit, those are things that we need to look at and make sure that we're not overly exposing ourselves. We've had a real problem with the testing situation. That is being worked on very, very hard as we speak. That's so important. We've struggled with that. That's been something that hasn't gone very well. So that's another area that we can learn from, but there'll be several. And the good news is that I think that there'll be a real willingness to try and get us in a situation where we're better prepared next time. Nobody ever envisioned anything like this throughout the world. And that's why not only, actually, the United States is doing a good job, the best they can, but as you look across the world, certainly, you know, every country is in a serious situation.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, we've run out of time, but thank you for your time, and we do want to get regular updates from you and other members of our congressional delegation. So thank you for your help this morning. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Well, that's U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU.